Okay, perfect. Okay, then I'll just get started and thank you for joining me. So my first question to you is, please specify your study of program and current year and approximate number of textbooks used per term on average.
Sure. So my name is Isha. I am currently in my fourth year and doing computer science as my major. I usually, since our major is like mostly online books, but I do prefer some physical books, so I end up taking like 3 to 4 books per semester if I have to read them. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. And my next question is, please describe the traditional process of obtaining textbooks for your classes.
So usually I first of all check in McMaster's bookstore if they have it available, but usually the campus store is kind of expensive. So that's when I go to online different methods, maybe Facebook Marketplace, or there are some other sites too.
Yeah, Amazon or
And
something, yeah.
exactly. So usually the prices are a little comparable, but as a student, I would still kind of like cheaper way to buy the books if
Yeah.
I can get, yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. And my next question to you is, what generally occurs with regard to textbooks at the end of semester?
So by the end of semester, I'm left with a bunch of books, so I try to kind of donate them or just have them with me because I studied them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of have them. Unless I want to donate.
Yeah, makes sense. Of course. And when considering purchasing a book, how do you decide if it is really necessary to have that book?
Right, so there are two factors. Sometimes I don't really want a book, but the course I'm taking, it really needs me to buy the course. And I've taken a couple of them which really want me to have a like a physical copy of the book. So that's one factor. And the other one is maybe I just want a book, like I just want to read. So that's another factor when I would buy a book, like a physical edition of
Yeah.
that book.
Yeah, that makes sense. And what aspects of meeting someone to exchange a textbook make it inconvenient or unappealing to you?
I think it's usually the fear that someone might use like maybe some inscribings and stuff in my book. Like I don't really like to highlight stuff in my book. I just like to read them. So that's one of the major reasons I don't like to share my books or like giving it to someone, having this fear that they might use a pen or a highlighter or something.
Yeah, that makes sense. And if you could change one part of the textbook purchasing process to make it better, what would that be and why?
So since you're talking about textbooks, I feel most of the textbooks are bought by students, and we
Yeah.
all know students are in a very struggling phase of their life. So having like somewhere where we can maybe identify, okay, yeah, you are a student, so you can get like a minimum this percent off on that book that you're buying. I think that's a really good idea because there are other apps who do it for different stuff. Maybe let's say you're buying electronic stuff, so why not we have something like that for books? I would really appreciate that.
Yeah, like student discounts and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, makes sense. And from your perspective, what problem is this design attempting to solve?
I think this idea is really good. That someone can actually buy books from a trusted source because buying them like randomly from some people, I would not trust that. But since users are verified and we are doing like a rating thing, as done on most of the apps like Uber or different online websites,
Yeah.
I think it makes it more reliable for someone who wants to use it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I agree with that. And what features of this prototype grabbed your attention immediately?
I think I really like the idea that you could rate people because I would love to see the feedbacks and yeah, it's not just like very general. I have an idea who am I like getting my books from.
Yeah.
And also, I think the idea of not actually interacting with the person, since it might get a little awkward, and just like having the book with me, really like that idea.
Yeah, that makes sense. And what aspects were you not comfortable with in this product?
I think this is a good product overall, but one change that comes to my mind would be, I did read that the full payment is done after the product is received, like the book is received. So as a person who is lending the book and someone who's buying it, I would like we do like a 50-50 thing. So you pay 50% of the amount in start before you buy the book, and the rest once you have the book with you. So it gives like a sense of confidence to both the parties.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly fair. Makes sense. And do you think this process is better than your current process for buying or selling textbooks?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like going on random websites to just like find what I want is not the most the least
Yeah.
stressful thing. Like already as students we have like less time and a lot of stuff to do, so I would love if there is a devoted app for this, like it makes it better. So
Yeah.
yeah, nice.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. And which feature on this platform would have the greatest impact on how you utilize this platform?
That's interesting. I think the in-app messaging feature
Yeah.
is really good, because I would not have to like connect with the person like through their personal contacts, because that's like kind of a violation. Maybe I don't even meet that per like see that person or like interact with him ever.
Yeah.
So if we can just like text on the app and just figure things out, so I think that's one of the key highlights of this app that's really good.
Yeah, the privacy factor, I guess. Yeah, that
Yeah.
makes sense. Oh, that's good. And if this platform were to come out in the upcoming term, how likely are you to utilize this platform, and what would you need it to change?
If it would come out, I would kind of use it, because yeah, new semester means new books.
Yeah.
Everyone needs that. One thing that I would like use in this would be, I think I would recommend it to my friends, because I would check like if the books are like from genuine source, then yeah, of course I'm gonna use this app.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, thank you so much. And that's all the questions I had for you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Did you close the recording?